Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Been looking forward to this for a number of days. Bo Vernon, our special guest, and he has a sensational story to share with us this morning. He's a two-time premiership coach of the Leongatha Parrots in a very famous football club and the Phillip Island Bulldogs, I think they're called. Bo is in a wheelchair. He suffered a freak injury on the football field, but it hasn't cut short his dreams of being able to go on and coach to a couple of premierships. He joins us in our studio this morning. Bo, thanks for joining us on Triple M.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Can we maybe start back? You're an aspiring gun young footballer. You're playing with Scotty Pendlebury through the TAC Premiership era. Obviously, the dreams of going on to play football. What happened and how was your dream cut short?
Yeah, I missed out on being drafted. I had a couple of injuries. I trained at Collingwood and Richmond and missed out on being drafted. I went back and played. I played a bit of VFL and then local level.
Yep.
And was playing down at Leongatha, and in 2012, at the age of 23, I won the last two senior best and fairest, and went down to pick up a ball I'd been for a million times before, and just come up and got hit on top of the head, and yeah, knew straight away something was very wrong. I was fully conscious, laying on the ground and unable to move my legs and unable to move my arms as well, and trainer came over and couldn't feel my legs and couldn't feel my arms, so that was when I... Yeah, dislocated my neck and became a quadriplegic.
Now, Bo, you say that you were aware of it straight away. You had that sense straight away that something serious was going on?
Oh, I had no idea about spinal cord injuries before I hurt myself, but in that instance, I knew I was so scared that half an hour waiting to be boarded into an ambulance and then later helicoptered to Melbourne, I knew I was in a lot of trouble, and I just remember saying to myself that I don't want to live life like this, and... And yes, it was a very scary time.
And Bo, it's a reminder, you know, we love the game. As someone who played it as well as you did, the physicality of the game is something that's so unique to Australian football. And we change the rules and we talk about protecting the head. And, you know, commentators like me, sometimes we get up in arms a little bit. Has that changed your perspective now? Or do you just look and say, that is a freak accident and no rule change could have changed what happened to you?
It was a freak accident, and probably this season before in 2011, I was leading with my head a little bit, you know, watching AFL and getting frees from it and whatnot. I was pretty happy in this instance. I didn't deliberately turn my head to get a free kick, and so knocking that out of the game, you know, I think they've done a good job of that. But outside of that, it's just a freak accident, and it's just unfortunate.
Well, you said that you immediately thought, I don't want to live like this, but the truth is that it's been the actual opposite of that. You've found a great way to live the way that you're living and continue the life that you've been having and give back to the game that you loved. How did that... Talk us through how you went from in that moment saying, I don't want to live like this, to where you are now.
I remember quite clearly 5 weeks after I hurt myself, I'd just been transferred from hospital to rehab where I lived for 7 months. And I got shown around the facilities and got back to... my room and just broke down, started crying uncontrollably, just thinking, how did my life get to this? I couldn't do anything for myself. I couldn't itch my face, couldn't use a phone or computer, or I couldn't feed myself or go to the toilet by myself. And in that instance, I've gone, you know, yeah, life's pretty hard and tough and crap at the moment, but, you know, you only get one life to live, and I want to live it to the best of my ability. So I started setting goals for myself and trying to make the most of it. And I think a large part of that reason and why I was able to was through support and a lot of people just rallied behind me. I was lucky to hurt myself playing footy in the footy community, and everyone just rallied behind me, and my way and my only way of saying thank you was to make the most of my life, and I feel like that's really
and
inspired
back,
me.
You're back coaching now, Bo, which is fantastic. How much is that a part of your life now, to be able to be involved in football still and tangibly be involved as a coach?
Oh, it's a big part of my life. It takes up a lot of time coaching. But yeah, it's fantastic to get back involved in the sport I love, and be able to, you know, lead a group of men, you know, to be the best people they can be, and also best players, and try create a culture where everyone's enjoying football and playing the best footy they can. So I absolutely love coaching. It has its ups and downs, and sometimes a bit stressful, but it makes you a more resilient, better person, I think.
Two-time premiership coach, as we said off the top, life after the accident has also been quite extraordinary. Your partner, Lucy, and you have two young children, and we're just talking before Lucy's keen for maybe a couple more, Bo. That's a massive part of your life as well.
Yeah, pretty lucky to have a couple of kids and a loving relationship with my wife. And have another couple of kids. We don't know. We'll see how we're going.
I like that Bo is a lot less committal to that on air than he was off air.
Now, Bo, the reason why we're talking today is tonight's big game between Collingwood and the Western Bulldogs. Obviously, we've got a room full of Magpies and a room full of Bulldogs. We've got about half and half in the room here. But tonight we're launching alongside the Western Bulldogs. So Peter Gordon and myself are both sort of co-hosting tonight, if you like it, my dinner. And we'll do the same at the Bulldogs-Collingwood game. But the Robert Rose Foundation is named after the son of the great Bob Rose. Robert himself was about to be picked to play for Australia in cricket. He was a fantastic footballer at both Collingwood and the Western Bulldogs after Bob left Collingwood to coach the Dogs, Footscray as they were known. And tell us about Team 22, the significance, Das, and also, Will, is that Bob Rose wore number 22. Robert Rose was 22 years of age when he had his car accident and became a quadriplegic. And, of course, the 22 also embodies the power of two people coming together to support each other to live the best lives possible. So this is something for the whole community, and particularly disabled community.
Yeah, definitely. The 22, just number 2, just kept coming up everywhere. With the numbers you mentioned there, and then also, 22 players on a team and 22 games each team plays a year. And then, just the support of someone else and having that, two people there. And I mentioned before, I was so lucky to have support. And what the Team 22 initiative is trying to do is raise funds for spinal cord injury people to have support, and also for sporting equipment for those people. And 46% of people with a spinal cord injury are suffering from a mental health condition, and the largest killer of spinal cord injury people between the ages of 24 and 54 is suicide. So I was so lucky to have that magnificent support around me, and others aren't so lucky. So what Team 22 is doing is trying to get that support there for those people, and then obviously having a purpose and whatnot. And to start off with, for me, just getting back involved in sport, which was such a large part of my life, and having sporting equipment there to be able to do that, had a huge influence.
So what an incredible inspiration you are. It's been a great honour to meet you and to see someone, as you said, work through as challenging a moment as you could possibly imagine in your life, to go on to create your own family, to inspire others to do what you no longer can do on the sporting field. People have hard times, but you'd like to take a bit of Bo, wouldn't you, and take that into the rest of your life. So thanks so much for joining us, mate. It's been great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks, Stars. And if I can just say, jump on the Team 22 website. You can donate to the cause there. And then also they'll be rattling tins tonight at the Collingwood Doggies game. If you can get around that, that'd be very much appreciated. So thank you.
Yep, go to team22.com.au. And when you do, think of Bo Vernon and the inspiration that he used this morning. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast.